Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in devotions. Yes, it's a lot of work right here. This is actually day 10, spiritual discipline. And I can tell you, if you've made it to 10, you got some spiritual discipline. I can tell you, if you have made it to this point, if you've woken up each morning, if you have gotten your food ready, whether you're doing a full fast, meaning, you know, no food, sun up to sundown, you had to wake up and, you know, eat something beforehand, get you some water, whatever, you had to prepare for that. Whether you're doing fruits and vegetables like me all day, 24/7, 30 days straight, there's a lot of cooking involved in this particular fast. And going to the local corner store, I know like yesterday I was pressed for time, and so I was like, I'll grab something to eat later. And so I didn't wake up and have my nice big bowl of leafy greens or my bowl of fruit. So I'm thinking I'm going to wing it. And then I get out there about an hour, and I'm like, where are you going to wing it at? Where are you going to wing it at? The little local gas station doesn't have packaged food, fruit. You know, ain't no hot vegetables. You know, the little hot counter, and they have, like, potato wedges. No, that's not it. And so I had to find Piggly Wiggly and go there and get something. And so I was like, no, we're not going to do this. I don't care what goes on. I got to be able to at least start the day proper. You know, I don't mind grabbing a salad out, but that morning fruit, I wake up for my little fruit. So, no. But all that we're doing takes discipline. You don't just wake up out the morning, roll out of bed, and say, hey, I think I'm not going to eat the biscuit today. We've been trained over years to do it like this. So it's a little different. The spiritual discipline in committing to your prayers, committing to watching someone else and managing someone else in their prayer life, all of this is a testament to truly how strong your spiritual muscle is. And it's okay if you discover that your muscle may not be as strong as you think. You know, it's easy to come out the gate strong and you bust through the gates and day one and two, you're like, yeah, I got this. This is a 30-day fast, 30 days. This is 30 days of devotion, of waking up, of doing your journaling. You know, we got to get our community service in. We got to make sure we're not just having a good day. We're trying to create a habit. You know, science says it takes 21 days to create a new habit. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to create a habit, and it takes flexing a muscle that we may not flex on a regular or consistently or constantly, because this is consistent and constant. So it takes discipline to get here. So congratulations, you're already on that path. You already have that. Now what we have to do is get it strong. How do we say, okay, see what I've done, I've seen where I've gotten, and it's good. Now I need to see, how can I push this? How can I keep it going? When this book, this devotions book, when I say it was divinely written, because right here is a good time for people to get tired, okay? So if you're feeling kind of tired, if you're like, man, I sure could use a break, it is perfectly okay. We are human beings. We're going to be very open and honest about some of these feelings. It's okay. I heard it twice yesterday. Like, oh, just getting a little tired. Yeah, I know. That's because you've been using that muscle for a minute. And now that muscle is like, hey, you're still using me. You know, we're still doing this fast. You know, if you had a nice little, if you had bought up all your little vegetables or fruit, and you may have already had to redo it once. Well, now you got to redo it again. You know, fruit doesn't last that long. It's not like you can buy it and it's going to last a month in your house. No, you got to go back to the store and back to the store. And so this takes discipline. It takes that steadfastness, that stick-it-to-itness. In my opinion, we've been saying spiritual discipline every day. Transformation, you need spiritual discipline. Protection, we need spiritual discipline. Everything that we do requires the discipline to see it through. Everything. You see how this is working? You see how we're moving? You see how we're making this happen? Do you see the need for the fast buddies? You know, this is why we're working in the way that we are, as seriously as we are, because that discipline is necessary. And why 30 days? Because really, after day four or five, I've learned my lesson. I have learned. I'm like, oh no, I got new attitude. I'm ready to make some changes. By day five, I can see the meaning of life. I know exactly what I want to do and everything. But there's like 25 more days after that. And so why is that 25 more days there? You know, I've learned my lesson. Because I may have seen things and heard things and felt things right there, day five, day six. But really, in order for it to stick, sometimes you need to go and dig a little deeper and have a more general understanding. And that's what we don't do as humans. Have you ever been speaking to somebody and they say, hey, do you know about that so-and-so? They're like, yeah. And they run down the street. And it's like, wow, I didn't ask a question. I want to ask a question, but you're not listening to me. You're kind of just going off your own thing, you know. You know, hey, did you see that episode of SpongeBob? Yeah. I was not going to say SpongeBob. I was not going to say that. But you already said it, and you're running down the street with that, you know. So this is the additional days of the fast are to help us understand what's really being said. Because sometimes God will, and we're gone, and God's like, go to sleep. I was going to tell you, you need to rest. I was going to tell you, you need to take it down. You're not listening fully. You know, I know, like, I have children. I'm around children. I will tell them very clear orders. I want you to stand up, go in the next room, and be quiet. Very clear orders. They will hear what they want to hear. And seeing how we are God's children, you have to understand that we have some of those childlike behaviors going on. And we'll make up our own mind. We'll have our own scenarios going on. It's insane. And I'll ask, you know, because I work with so many children, I'll ask them, okay, let me ask you, what did you hear me say? Tell me their rendition of what I said. I'm like, that's not what I said. You are not listening. So the discipline, the need for the 30 days is to help us really make sure that day five message that we're all very excited about, let's make sure that's what we really heard. Let's make sure to continue documenting, because there may have been some more instructions, but we were so busy jumping up and down that we just zoop and we moved forward without the full lesson, right? So this is the 30 days. This is a cycle also. This fast, this devotion, this is supposed to be a regular part of our life, period. Not many people detox their body, mind, and spirit like this frequently enough. You know, we will go and go through the process of taking the white bath and cleaning and cleansing ourselves and our aura, allowing new information to come forward, and then we will go and jump right back in the mud. I don't understand, you know, and I've been guilty of it my own self. Why? Why do we do this? Because we haven't really learned the value of being clean and having the detox. Because if you knew the value of something, then you wouldn't do it. You just wouldn't. You know, none of us are slow, you know, and none of us are children. So it's like if we're continuing to do things that don't serve our highest good, then there's something that we haven't learned about our highest good to make us want to strive for that and to make us want it and stay there. So we have to go and say, okay, what do I have to still learn? That's what the 30 days is for. It's a cycle. Like spring, let's say spring is what, 3.5 months? Fall is what, 3.5 months? When, you know, we have our seasons. So in these seasons, there are things that are supposed to be occurring in each season for the earth, for us, all those natural beings on the earth. So we all have these goals and objectives each season. Each season is supposed to be teaching us things. You know, winter, we keep on weight. Honestly, it's, and I don't like it because I already got a little extra weight. So we're supposed to have weight in winter because it's cold, and that's what is supposed to happen. Now, spring, when it's warmer, our bodies are metabolizing differently. We're supposed to be losing that weight, you know, and if we look at nature, we'll see our animal friends doing the same thing. They gain weight in the winter. They lose it in the summer. They make babies, and then they go back and gain weight. This is what we're doing. You know, and if you're not making babies, you can be making projects. There's a lot of things you can be making, okay? But this is the cycle of this. So this cycle here that we're going through is a purification cycle, a detox cycle, spiritual muscle build. You know, we're bodybuilding that spiritual muscle. So in order to get through this, you know, in order to get ready for our new season coming in, we have to have that spiritual discipline, period. It carries us. That's the job of that spiritual muscle, to continue to carry us on our way, okay? And it's a process. It's a process. So today's whole program is, if you are tired, okay, keep going. Protect yourself, protect your fast. That's the whole message. If you got to go back to the store, because I know I'm going to the store this afternoon, and get more food, you know, it's like, I'm telling you, I have one still in the house, and he is loving all this home-cooked meals, okay? He is like, hey, what we eat for dinner today? And I'm like, okay. So I can, you know, this tells me he much rather me cook than, you know, having to figure it out. I get it. It tickles me as the mom. But that discipline, oh, my goodness, we got to make this happen. But what it has done, and this is something that came up in the radio program on Wednesday evening, what it has done is it's allowed me to value cooking and the process in that. It's allowed him to see the value of having a home-cooked meal. And as he's valuing this meal more, he's helping with dishes more, because he's understanding the correlation between, if I want this healthy, happy, active mama, then I've got to do my part. And my part is, let's have dishes done so she doesn't burn out in doing everything. Program was, as I begin to value my peace, protecting my peace, I am more understanding, observant, patient with other people's peace. And I was like, oh, drop the mic. Wait a minute. You mean as you work on yourself, you can be more patient with other people as they're working on themselves? Man, this is the whole premise of the Fast Buddy. This is what we're trying to get done. This is what we're trying to teach. Now, I can tell you, being hungry or hangry, that definitely puts a little spin on these little day-to-day arguments you have with your spouse, okay? You can be in there, you know, really, really going in because you are hungry. But if you stop for a second and realize, you know, I'm not hungry. I may be a little uncomfortable because I'm going through this fast, but really, I'm not hungry. I'm not hurting for anything. I can go in there and eat if I wanted to, but I'm doing something valuable. What it should force you to do is to look around and to look at that spouse and say, hold on, let me see. I think he's just being crabby, but he could be working on something. Let me give him a little bit more patience, like I need a little bit more patience during this time. So, yes, all of this is supposed to be working together. We should be coming, as we're going through something, we should be more empathetic for someone else going through something. And you can say, well, I'm looking at him, her. You don't know that she's going through nothing. And they'll be looking at you, talking about don't look like you going through nothing either. All you did was miss a biscuit. As we're going through this spiritual discipline, I promise you, the muscle that you're building, what you're strengthening, it benefits not only you, but it benefits all those around you. It changes your perspective on things. You begin to have a different way of looking at things. It should be giving you as crabby as you may want to be without the food. I'm telling you, I get it. But it should also be giving you a little bit more empathy towards others because you'd be like, man, I know. I understand. Been there, done that. I understand completely, okay? So this is how we need to work on this, okay? Allow yourself to be patient with your discipline. Please write down where you think you are in your discipline. So strong. Okay, my muscle's strong everywhere except here. Make sure you write that down. What I've heard, what I've been getting is that precision of language, that no cursing, is a beast, okay? Because I work around children, that's already something I have to mentally manage. And so, and I really work on managing it because the last thing I need is little Timmy going off and cussing that as foster parents. But it is. It's an exercise that we need to work on anyways. We do not want curses flying around on our behalf. No, no. Let's go ahead and work on it. Go ahead and work on it and get ready to forward those swear jars. We're having a great time in Beaufort. So let me tell you about this, the end result. After we've done our 30 days, after we've gotten our prayer in, our journaling, our meditating, all of these great positive things that we're working on. Now that we're getting all of these things in place, right, there is a celebration. There's always a celebration. I hope everyone is celebrating every single day because I promise you the challenges are set up every single day. You know, I get to wake up and go to work into a challenge. And so it's like, hey, so when I get home at night and it's me and my small little family here, I celebrate that, one, I made it home to them. And then, two, it's like that I was strong enough to make it through. But after all of our celebrations, after we've made it through our 30 days, we gather at the water. We gather in Beaufort, South Carolina, and we go and we do a cleansing. And Christians call this a baptism. And we go through and we pray and we baptize and we cleanse on a spiritual level or cellular level. It is really, really deep. It is something that I experienced for myself. I think I was about 8, 9, with Mother Taylor out with the Shango Baptist in out of D.C. And she lined us all up on the beach at sunrise in D.C. It was cold, family. It was, you know, it was not the convenient, warm. You know, you may get a little hot at a wonderful approach in May, but we were in D.C. and it was not May. So I remember my teeth chattering, and she had about 30 of us. And she went down that line praying and working. And I remember, you know, standing there in line with a bunch of strangers, soaking wet, watching the sun come up. And I just remember that being like one of the most profound memories I can remember as a child. And that, I was like, oh, I will do this. I will do this forever. And when she transitioned, you know, bye-bye. When she transitioned, I was like, that can't stop. You know, that helping people in that manner, their life, and for some people, start their life, start those spiritual journeys, that can't stop. We have to continue working on being and producing the best self. So when it was started again for with a wonderful approach, I think 5, 6 years ago, it was a completing of a circle for me, and it was a continuation that positive spiritual work is not going to end. And I'm hoping that, you know, we're training up the children. Trust me, the children are working too. You know, everything with a wonderful approach. Everyone has a job. You know, you may think you're just standing there. You're not. This is your job. You're to stand here and be the marker for where people don't go past. Everyone is working and building and taking a level of responsibility and accountability. We're teaching our young people that this is a part of their obligation in this world. To one, participate, and two, teach. They got to do it. And so I'm hoping when I close my eyes that someone will see the value of what was done and will pick it up as well. So, but guess what it takes? Spiritual discipline. You don't wake up in the morning and just decide I'm going to do this. This is a process. And with that process, when you have that spiritual discipline, when you have that spiritual approval, whatever you're looking for, when you have that, all you're doing really at that point is lifting up the leg, because God is going to zoom you straight through. Every time I look at some of these mountains I have to climb, I know that's not me. I know I do not have that ability within me. I can't run a marathon right now. I told you I'm working on some things here. But all I have to do is get in the starter block, and when that pistol goes off, run. That's all I have to do. God does the rest. All I got to do is put the energy forward. All I got to do is put the effort in. I don't have to worry about how far and how long. Do I have enough gas money? Do I need to pack some snacks? I don't have to worry about that. God says, do. Ready to go? Go. So don't worry about how heavy God is making your load. I promise you, if God has given you this to do, you're going to have the ability to do it. You have to just be disciplined in your mind, in your spirit, and your body to be able to achieve everything that you need to achieve. Amen. All right, let me get into the prayer for the day. A couple reasons I like this book. Not only are the topics timely, in my opinion, but I love the prayers. The prayers were awesome. And prayer, Father, Mother, God, this is the prayer of the blessed man. Blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of coffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all he does, he prospers. God, through Jeremiah, provides an excellent commentary on spiritual depth. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in men. It takes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in inhabitable salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water and then sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Amen. Please, family, day 10, flex that spiritual muscle. Flex that spiritual discipline. You're going to see the test. You'll see today is the day of the test. And we're not midway. We're not halfway through, but we're deep enough into our fast to where you can get weary. So call up on your fast buddies. Make sure that you're staying close. Keep reminders of the deadline, of the guidelines, so that we can remember what we're really here for, what we're working on, okay? I encourage everybody. I'm excited. I encourage you in your fast, and have a wonderful day. Peace.